This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Police investigating the Washington area sniper attacks believe the shooter is trying to communicate with them. 9 people have been killed and 3 wounded by the sniper who last struck Saturday night, wounding a man outside a Virginia restaurant. NPR's Brian Naylor is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Why do police believe the sniper's trying to communicate with them?
They have a note left at the scene of the latest shooting at the Ponderosa restaurant in Ashland, Virginia, just north of Richmond Saturday night. It's reportedly more than 2 pages long. It's also said to be poorly worded, bordering on broken English. Police have not publicly commented on the note, but they did indicate yesterday the person they believe to be the sniper has called them. Montgomery County, Maryland Police Chief Charles Moose, who is heading up the task force investigating the shootings late yesterday afternoon, issued a third appeal to the sniper.
The person you called could not hear everything that you said. The audio was unclear, and we want to get it right. Call us back so that we can clearly understand.
And Chief Moose didn't have much more to say. He hasn't been very chatty lately.
No, they've really clamped down on their public comments. But there was one question that he chose to answer yesterday at this afternoon briefing. Reporters asked him if the note in Ashland, could have been a hoax. And Moose responded, "I feel very confident about the work being done by the men and women in law enforcement." So you don't want to look too much into this, but compared to his refusal to answer just about every other question, it would seem that it would be significant.
There was a lot of police work yesterday in the Richmond, Virginia area, including some very dramatic activities at a gas station.
That's right. For a while there, it looked as though police had made a significant breakthrough. About 8:30 yesterday morning, police swooped down on a white Plymouth Voyager minivan that had parked next to a payphone at an Exxon station. They pulled the occupant from the vehicle. They towed the vehicle away. And later they said they had a second person in custody. Police had clearly been staking out the phone. We don't know exactly why, but there are reports police believe the sniper may have called from a public phone in the Richmond area. At any rate, they surrounded this minivan, guns drawn, bulletproof vests on, and it turns out all for naught. Police in Richmond now say the 2 men had nothing to do with the shootings and are apparently undocumented workers. One is from Mexico, the other from Guatemala. Their cases have been turned over to the Immigration and Naturalization Service. There aren't even any local charges being brought. One investigator is quoted as saying the 2 were simply in the wrong place at the wrong time.
And the victim of Saturday night shooting, how's he doing?
He's in stable condition. Doctors performed 2 surgeries on him. They removed the bullet and fragments from his internal organs. Yesterday they said more surgery is probably going to be necessary, but they say he's strong. He's 37 years old, and they hope he will eventually lead a normal life. Also yesterday, the sniper's most recent fatal victim was buried, 47-year-old FBI analyst Linda Franklin, who was killed October 14th outside Home Depot in Falls Church, Virginia.
And authorities are worried about schools and students in the Richmond area.
That's right. For the second day, schools there are closed. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the note that the sniper apparently left behind in Ashland contained a possible threat to schools in the area. And so law enforcement officials recommended that the schools be closed again and children be kept home.
So obviously, it has to be terribly frustrating for local authorities and in so many jurisdictions all around Washington and Richmond.
I think it's very frustrating. You can kind of see that in the tone, what they choose to say and what they choose not to say publicly. And for people, it's from north of Washington all the way down to Richmond. People are living in constant fear, looking over their shoulders, checking out the white minivans and Astro vans that pass them by, and wondering what's going to happen if this guy is going to strike again or if he's going to be caught soon.
NPR's Brian Naylor.